Okay, so welcome to Feng Shui Teleseminar on November 14th, 2013. It's called Creating Harmonious and Peaceful Holidays While Attracting Abundance. And tonight's seminar is the fourth in the series that I've offered so far this year. I started these just a few months ago, and it's offered by my company, Design for Energy, on a monthly basis. And I'll continue to do them as long as I can or if people have an interest. And I always encourage people to send me any topics they might be interested in. My name is Belinda Mendoza, and I'm a certified professional feng shui consultant living here in Austin. And you will be able to record this. You will be able to listen to this later on. It'll be recorded. And the playback number I'll give you at the end of the seminar, and I'll also post it on my website. And my website is designforenergy.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter where I give monthly tips and updates on classes and other events that I'm doing. And if you want a copy of any of the tips that we're going to do tonight or talk about, you can sign up for my blog, which is on my website, because I'm going to be writing the blog around this. So that'll be sort of a reminder, and that'll be posted within a week. You can go there for other postings that I've written as well. I have other articles and things that I've talked about. And you can just go to it directly if you don't want to go through the website at DIY Feng Shui on WordPress.com. And that's DIY, like do it yourself, Feng Shui. I also have a Facebook page, which is Design for Energy. And if you go there, we appreciate it if you like us. And that gives us, you get to also see other tips that I post about things that I'm doing in the community or with clients. And that's also a way to also ask questions and post anything you'd like, and I'll respond to you. There's a couple of gifts for anybody being on the call. As a participant of the call, you get automatically a 10% off of any feng shui service throughout the year that I offer. And you just reference the seminar. And I offer a free 30-minute phone assessment by appointment only to determine your needs and brief assistance. And that's anytime. Just call me or email me, and we can set up that 30-minute free phone assessment of your space or your office. And that's kind of like a mini feng shui consultation. Tonight you can receive a one-hour feng shui phone consult for any kind of coaching need, like career, wealth, relationships, things like that, or design in terms of your space. It's valued at $175, and tonight it's only $85 if you schedule by this time on Monday, the 18th. You can choose a life area, an issue, or anything that's stagnant in your life, or a design issue, like, I'm trying to redesign my bedroom and I kind of need some advice. I do many phone consults. It's something I'm moving towards more and would like to see that increasing. So it's the way that I first had my own home feng shui years ago, back in 96 when I first had my own done and learned about feng shui. And my feng shui master was in New York, so he did it by phone, and I had some great results just from that conversation. So you can just go to designforenergy@gmail.com. Just say you were on the call, and you can also purchase one as a gift for someone who might appreciate it, and you'll get that special price. Always leave me your best days and times, and I'll get back to you to confirm anything. And you can always pay for the consult by going to my website and clicking on PayPal. The offer is good again until Monday the 18th, and it goes back to normal price after that. And it's again, it is valid for 6 months from the time you purchase it. So if you purchase it by Monday, you don't have to use it right away. It's good for a long, 6 month period from that point. A little bit about me. I'm a feng shui consultant now going on 16 years. I'm also a Reiki master, and I do a lot of energy work to clear houses and actually people. People get stagnant energy. They get stuck, and we can use some of the same processes to help clear their energy fields. I have a degree in social work from UT Austin. And after some time in medical social work, I left it to pursue a career in pharmaceutical sales. And then I spent 20 years doing that in sales and marketing for pharmaceutical and medical device companies as a sales rep and then a regional manager. I was the only woman in leadership when I resigned in 2000 to follow my dream of becoming an entrepreneur and doing what I love. It was a tough decision, but it's one I have not regretted. I'm also current president of Northwest Austin Business Connection. So if you live in Austin and you have a business, I'd love for you to come by and network with our other business owners. You can find us on meetup.com. I'm a new author of Feng Shui for Healing the Loss of a Pet. You can find that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble website. It is really to help people with any kind of loss in their life. It had to do with my own experience of losing a pet that was very dear to me, but it also talks about losing many things, either a partner, going through a divorce, just loss of a dream. So it's a nice book, I believe. People have liked it, and it's called Feng Shui for Healing the Loss of a Pet. And we have a Facebook page, and you can like it. It's Austin Feng Shui for Healing the Loss of a Pet. So, and I have two little Zen masters that live with me. They're two little 7-pound Yorkies, Bodie and Gracie Bell, and they live with me, and they bring a lot of joy to my life. And I have been a mentor in the Big Sister program for about 5 years now. So that's a little bit about me and my background and history. You can reach me anytime at 512-740-1251. And that's, again, you can find that on my website or on my Facebook page, designforenergy.com or Design for Energy. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the topic. Why I chose this topic tonight about, you know, setting up your space for creating less stress and more harmony during the holidays, and because people are probably thinking, well, it's not even, you know, Thanksgiving and you're talking about holidays, but really it's important to get it, you know, at the beginning, because the holidays go so fast now with everything that people are doing in technology. Everything is so speeded up that, you know, once we hit one holiday like Halloween, it seems like before you know it, it's Christmas, Hanukkah, and then New Year's. And so you don't even get a chance to enjoy it. It's like whirlwind. And the whole purpose of it is really, you know, if you look at the historic parts of all those holidays, they had a lot of meaning and they had a lot of significance. But we hardly enjoy that for all the commercialization and the media and the pressure that television it puts on people to, you know, get together for the holidays with your family and make these the most joyous times. And the holidays can actually be a sad time and depressing time for a lot of people, because there are people who have losses. Not, you know, just, you know, some people have actually lost loved ones on holidays or during the holidays, and others have just lost people recently. So the holidays aren't exactly the most joyous for them. And so it can be really a difficult time, and also a stressful time, because people end up going and rushing so much to get things done. They want to be sure that they're able to do all the things they need to do and do them perfectly. So they build up a lot of stress. And so, you know, when we can start at the beginning and sort of foresee what we want to see for the holidays, it really does help. So I think there's about 11 tips. I started out with like about 9. I think I had added a couple more. So there's about 11 tips that I have to sort of help one kind of prepare and move through and, prepare, get ready, and move through the holidays with ease and joy. See, they're more relaxing, you know, because that way you're actually more yourself and you're actually getting the most from them. And you can still, we can still give you some tips on how to deck the halls, you know, with all kinds of fun stuff, but still keep your home very a welcoming sanctuary. And that's kind of what we want to do. Some people stay home for the holidays, and so their house is really important. Others travel, but they still want to have their home sort of surrounded with the holiday spirit. And whatever that is for you, hopefully some of the tips in here will apply. So the first thing is, and like I said, one of the things, like I said, with media is that there's a lot of unrealistic expectations a lot of times with the holidays. And, you know, that we have to also, oh, my God, it's a time I've got to buy gifts for people, and it's not a good time. You know, I'm not making that much money right now, and do I really, you know, what do I do? So we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And so, as I said before, you know, sort of look at your upcoming months and have a vision that they're going to be peaceful, harmonious, calm, and joyful. And then you start acting upon that, and whatever that is for you. So that's one way to start. So the first tip I have for you in terms of your home, because in feng shui, your home is a cosmos of your life. It, you know, feng shui, for people who might be new to this, it's not any woo art. It's really a way of living. It's about being in harmony with nature. And when we're in harmony with nature, you know, we bring things in that surround us that make us feel good. And so this is what we're doing with the feng shui, and we talk about making our home a sanctuary and making it inviting. So the very first tip I have is to make sure that your entrance is welcoming and inviting. If you have double doors, then you want to make sure to give each door equal billing. Like in the holidays, you might put two wreaths on those doors. And you might have put two planters in the front of your house for balance if you're going to use like poinsettias or some kind of holiday or you know, type of autumn flowers. Then you want to make that inviting, because that is the mouth of chi, as they would say, or the mouth of energy. And that's the first thing you see when you come home, and it really does impact you. And so you want it to reflect what you're wanting in your life. So pick flowers that are joyous, make you feel happy, and that's your entrance, because that's what you want. So then you walk in and you have a foyer or some kind of an open area, and that should be uncluttered and open. And so if you have a foyer, then that's a place to put a, you know, on a table to put, you know, a water feature or a fresh plant, fresh flowers, or a little bit of aromatherapy. Again, it's welcoming you into your home in a very peaceful and light way. Not something that you're stepping over clutter or shoes. You know, in feng shui, we don't like the shoes. You know, we'd actually prefer if you took your shoes off before you walked into your home. And more people are doing that today, as a lot of health experts are talking about the germs that shoes bring into the home, you know, with the allergens that people are affected with so much today. So it's actually it's coming full circle where the medical community is actually saying, take your shoes off. But feng shui has been saying this forever, and that is because, really, you don't want to bring the outside in. You want to sort of be like crossing a threshold into your own space that you've created for yourself that's very clean and harmonious. So if you can do something like a shoe rack right outside your door, or even right inside your door with a, you know, this kind of a nook that would be able to hold your shoes and then walk in your socks, that's actually better. But, you know, you do what you can. Especially with people with kids, sometimes if you don't have a mud room or something like that, it makes it a little more challenging. The second is, and pardon me for some of you who know me, I'm a little congested. I've picked up a slight cold, so if I'm sniffling, that's what it is. The second one is that don't refuse to put out those things that you've always used every year just because. And better yet, you might go ahead and toss them, especially if they're not things that you like or love. You know, even though they're only temporary, they rarely affect the flow of energy in your home and your life. The concept in feng shui is that everything affects you, and the closer it is to you, it affects you. So if you walk in and you've got some kind of a nutcracker that your grandmother gave you and you've never liked it, you know, better to donate it and get something you just really love. Less is more. So you want to have something that you really love and not just something that you've stored away and you use it every year. Because in feng shui, every day is a new day. It's a new beginning. And so if you're looking at your life in a way that you want it to be a fresh beginning, make sure the things that you have are things that you love and you really enjoy. And make sure they have good memories. Okay, so anything that has a bad memory, well, that's going to stay stored in you, stored with you and in your home. Make sure they're things that make you happy. The third is to make sure everything is clean, fresh, and healthy. So, you know, I always do kind of a really good spring cleaning right around when we start getting the cooler weather, when I can get into my garage and work in the house, and kind of do a spring cleaning, open up windows. And it also prepares me for then getting the house ready for the holidays. So always have things, you know, working well. Anything broken in feng shui is kind of a broken part of your life. So, like, for example, if you have a room that you go in a lot and the light bulbs are really dim, you just haven't changed them, well, it means the energy is low in there. And then in feng shui, there's a Bagua map, which could tell you that maybe that's wealth. And so we could tell you that, you know, the energy is low in there because those bulbs are not working very well. And I bet you're having some financial problems. And you change the light bulbs, you improve the energy flow, and then that life area shifts and changes. So Just be aware that, you know, if you're taking out decorations and they're broken, you know, don't spend a lot of time trying to glue stuff together. If it's not really valuable, you know, just get a new one, you know, and anything that has missing pieces, the same. Just make sure you have all the parts and it's working well. Always good to have your windows really clean and you can see out of them as well. No broken windows. That's sort of how you see the world. So that's another important feng shui tip that I'll just throw in there. The fourth is not to put too much up. You know, less is more, as I said. This is going to stop the chi flow from going freely through your home. You know, glitz, glatter, and holiday excitement are wonderful, but too much can overwork your senses and your environment. So think of your doorways, hallways, and rooms as the arteries of your body or in your body. You know, keep them clear and open. Blockages in your home office equate to blockages in your work life. So, you know, this is something that's important that you take care of clutter and not have it in hallways and blocking any kind of room. Do what you can to get rid of the extra and just put up the things that add. And by the way, the holidays are really a wonderful example of using all the feng shui elements, because we use all the five elements, wood, metal, earth, water, and fire, with the Christmas tree, with the red light, with the red, with the lighting and mirrors and or glittery things. So we use all the five elements. So it's really an absolute wonderful time to decorate and to bring your house to life, and it sets you up for the new year. If you do it in a very mindful way and one that is not cluttered and it's joyful, it can really bring a lot of abundance, because the five elements are all working together. Number five is to balance your decoration. So that way you have harmony in the home. And that is, like I just mentioned, the five elements for balancing, for balance in any room are fire, water, wood, metal, and earth. So you have a silvery ornament, that's metal. Tree is actually going to be the wood element, and so are plants, like poinsettias. Flowing water, would be your water if you had a water feature. Any of the ceramic figurines, nativity scenes, or anything made out of ceramic is the earth element. And fire, of course, is candles and lights. So, you know, you just by decorating for the holidays, whatever religious tradition you might be, you know, you're able to bring in the five elements, and that brings a lot of balance into that room or that space, again, creating more harmony. Number six is to have a main room as heart of your home. So usually it's a living room or kind of like a great room, and it's where you can create a restful and beautiful experience. So some people might, you know, clean up their whole house and have it all just working great and only decorate one room for the holidays, like a living room. And that's perfectly fine. That's kind of how I do it. I may put some decorations up in the bathrooms, but I don't decorate every room. I mean, it's usually just the foyer and a main living room. And so, you know, if you do that, you can create a place that when you come home, or you're in between errands and things, you can sit down and enjoy it, because it's something you've created, and it doesn't feel stressful because you haven't put a lot up all over the home. It's also where people put up their Christmas tree if they're going to do that. The east part of any room or home is always a good place for a Christmas tree to bring in new opportunities and growth in your finances. But, you know, and also add more energy to your life. But obviously, you know, if you're in the center of the house is your tree and it has to be in a certain corner, that's fine. That's just an added thing if you want to go that route and put it in one of the, you know, higher energy centers, and that would be the east. And always entertain special friends, only if there are a few. So you might, you know, not spend a lot of time at your home because you're going to go visit your relatives or something like that. But you might have a friend or two over, you know, because when you activate an area that you have feng shuied or you've energized, you bring a lot more energy to your life area and to your life. So it's actually a good thing not for just you to enjoy and see every day, but also if you bring people there, it also adds a lot of energy, and that's important. I have number 7 is keep music that you enjoy playing as much as possible to add more energy, life, and joy. And this can be very calming music that's played throughout the home. It also moves energy, or it can be a little upbeat if you tend to be a little bit on the depressed side. If you're very hyper, you want the more calming. Whatever that is, if you tend to be a little agitated during the holidays, again, more calming music. And those are things that are always nice to have, because immediately they'll shift the vibration of where you are to where you want to be. So I know if I go out to the mall or whatever during the holidays, and there's it's obviously overstimulus, and you're hearing the music on top of that, you know, it's not long before you just want to go home. It's too much. So it's really all about balance. But in your home, I would imagine it would be quiet, and so you could do that. If you have children, you know, I would say playing more of the more calming music that may be holiday-ish is also a good idea. Number 8 is to have pleasing scents. Again, scents are also a way to move chi through the home and a way to bring us into balance and calm us down a bit. And you can enjoy the scents of the season so that when you walk in, you know, it feels welcoming. And you can bring scents in from the outside, like pine trees. You can get candles that have the scent of pine. You can use aromatherapy, incense, candles, potpourri. Frankincense, by the way, is very good for protection. Much like sage is used in Native American cultures to rid things of negative energy, we use them a lot to smudge spaces, to clear energy. Frankincense is very much like that. So I usually have frankincense incense in my house anyway. And then, of course, in the holidays, you find it much more prevalent. And that also smells nice, and it's also a nice a way of feeling protected and surrounded in spiritual energy. So at this point, I have a few more things I want to add. But
Kelly,
at this
point,
hi.
Hi, sorry about that. I'm late.
Who is this?
Kelly.
Oh, hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Yeah, so at this point, I would like to see if anybody has any questions. I have a few more things to add on to that, but I wanted to know if anybody had any comments or questions about what I've mentioned so far. Okay. Well, and what I was mentioning, too, for anybody who came in a little after we started talking, is that we really want to start thinking about these things before the holidays. You know, I always have an issue with things being sold in the stores way before the holiday, like at Halloween, you already see the Christmas stuff out, because it's like, you know, just rush. You just feel like you're being rushed. And so that the holidays are all meshed together, and you don't even get a chance to enjoy one before the next one is right on its tail. But in this particular talk, what I'm really referring to is kind of having a vision for your holidays, you know, a month or two back, so that you can sort of head things off at the pass in terms of, creating a stress-free and beautiful holiday and making the plans accordingly. So by talking about this now, it's not like I'm trying to jump the gun and say, let's decorate, you know, let's talk about decorating for the holidays before we've even had Thanksgiving, because a lot of this stuff applies for Thanksgiving as well, the things that we talked about in terms of setting up your home. And I will touch a little bit on that too. But it's really about just looking at things with mindful intent and seeing that you can create what you want. You don't have to go through another holiday like you have had in your past. You don't have to repeat anything that you didn't like in the past. It's a way to say, okay, this is the way my holidays are going to be this year, and I intend for them to go this way. And then you start putting your things in motion, creating that energy around you, and you'll be amazed at how things do flow in that way. So we talked about making your entrance welcoming and inviting, making sure everything was clean and no broken things, Don't put too much up. Make sure that things are things you love. Balance your decorations with the five elements. Have a main room as your heart of the home where you might put your Christmas tree. And also use music that you enjoy playing that's very calming and peaceful, or that's a little uplifting if you tend to be a little bit on the downside or have a down day. Have pleasing scents that are from the season or that bring nature in. So the next tip is as I just said, is heading things off at the pass. If you know how your holidays, you know, are every year, or you kind of feel like they're going to be that, do something different. You know, make plans to do something different. If you have a tendency to have, because there's a lot of pressure on holidays to get together with family and be together, and it may be the only time that people get together. They maybe not get together all year, so then there's this pressure of putting everybody together and expecting them to all get along when they really haven't even seen each other or been around in a while. So it can anything can happen, from our arguments to disagreements and what have you. So if you know that that tends to be an issue with your family, then just spend less time. You know, I used to hear of this friend that she would go for like 7 days, and it would always be so stressful for her. Because that was her family holiday. You know, everybody was off work. That's what they did, and so she'd go home for that time, and it was always so stressful. And I said, well, can you just go for 4 days, you know, the following year? And she did that, and it worked out much better because she just realized that was enough time, and it really reduced a lot of stress for her. She still was able to go see everybody, but she didn't have to stay that whole time that where she had felt obligated before. She made a decision, you know what, I'm just going to go for less time this year. That was her solution, and that's one way. The other would be to, like, if you're at an event with family and you feel like things are getting heightened or a little bit stressful, is to take more walks during the visits. You know, just take more walks. Walk your dog. Go out for a walk. Go out in nature. Be by yourself for a while. If you feel like your emotions are getting heightened, then move away from the situation. Don't try to correct it. Don't try to push, you know, your attitude forward. You know, just move away from it. And those are things that you can sort of start thinking about how I can be proactive in creating a stress-free holiday. You also think about doing less entertaining before your company arrives so that you're rested. I know a lot of us, I do a lot of networking, so there's all holiday parties almost, you know, starting the whole month of December. And, you know, if I went to all those and then I got together with my family, I'd probably be pretty stressed out. So I'd probably go to maybe one or two. So if you're the type of person who just goes and goes, and then you have family come over, you know, you're more likely to have things happen and you're not being in the best mental state. So do less entertaining before your company arrives so you're rested. Take time to quiet your mind. You know, meditate. Take some time for walks or whatever while you're going through your holiday season, shopping, and whatever you're doing, so that you get a chance to keep and stay balanced before you actually are going to go through the actual holiday. And that can be getting a massage, a pedicure, visiting, you know, going to a comedy, doing some things for yourself in between, just so you stay in that place of happiness. And also, again, we talked about visualizing your holidays as being very peaceful and relaxing as well as fun. And so if you already anticipate that, then what would you do to create that? Would you spend, you know, 10 days with your family? Would you spend, you know, all your time doing all the cooking? You know, would you spend your time giving up your free time for your family? No, you would be doing things that were a lot more in balance for what would make you happy. And that's important. So you have to keep those in mind as you're going through your holidays. Setting forth that intention was going to help you accomplish the results that you want. Sometimes I write them down. You know, I'll write it down to put on a piece of paper and just put it on my refrigerator. And that way, you know, it's a reminder. And I'm going through the holidays peacefully, effortlessly, and attracting abundance. And, you know, it doesn't, you don't even have to know how it's going to manifest. It just does. The other is, for fun, you can use 9 red envelopes, okay? We use red envelopes a lot in feng shui. We use a Chinese one. You can get them at a Chinese store, but if you don't have them, you can just use red envelopes. They actually are a very high prosperity color. And so if you place an intention for each of the 9 areas of the bagua or the map, and I'll just mention those to you in a minute, you can write an intention for each area of your life, and you can hang them on your Christmas tree like ornaments. And it actually starts to put the energy in motion for those things to start happening for you and move you into the new year with it. So, you know, one is wealth, one is career, love, creativity, health. We call it knowledge or spirituality. The other is helpful people, people in your life that come in to help you, family, and your reputation, your fame and reputation. What do you want to be known for? You know, what is your legacy? And if you Google Bagua, B-A-G-U-A, map, you will see the 9 areas. So if you forget, just go to Google and just say Bagua map, and you'll see all the 9 areas. And you write an intention for each one, because in feng shui, pretty much all of our lives are contained in those areas. And so if you write an intention for wealth, and you always write them in the present tense, you know, I have enough money to do what I want to do in life. I have a career that is fulfilling. I have a wonderful partner love partner. You know, present tense. It's like putting the universe on notice that these are the things that you're wanting, but it's also saying, I already have it. I'm now allowing the flow to move in my direction and have these things manifest. And, of course, putting it up with the tree, which is the wood element, and its growth, and it represents new opportunities. And then with the lights that people put up around, lights are energy or candles, you will be reminded of those things that you really are desiring and you're manifesting now, and you're expecting more of in 2014. You can also just take all the 9 red envelopes and, like, put them in a red Christmas stocking. That's another way of doing it. If you don't do a tree or you don't do stockings, you can still use the 9 red envelopes and put them, you know, however you decorate. I mean, it's just the idea of getting those 9, you know, together. 9 is also a very high prosperity number, and so that's always a nice thing to do during the holidays. I used to have people do, kind of write Santa a letter, you know, and it's intentions, really. You're just putting out there, and Santa is the universe, and you just put down what you want for Christmas or what you want for the holidays, and you write it there, and you leave that letter, and you paperclip it to your Christmas tree in an envelope, and it's sort of that idea that you're putting it out to the universe, the things that you really want. And you always want to have gratitude for whatever's going on in your life now and whatever is happening. So if there are some stressful times with family, you know, always move back to, I'm grateful I have a family. If you find that things are just not moving in the direction, you're not having enough energy to do what you need to do, be grateful that you're alive, that you have your health. So it's always coming back to the place of gratitude that will lift you up again and move you forward and have you stay in that flow of abundance. And so that's really important when you're opening up your home and creating it to be a very welcoming and inviting space for you. And like I said before, even if you're not a person who is going to be entertaining for the holidays and having people at your home, you still want to do some of these things so that you feel joyous and happy during the holiday season, because that it creates movement and helps you then move forward and not be stagnant, because it is part of our life. It's just this is just a flow in our life, and so we want to be part of it in whatever way works for us, but we want to just we always want to be surrounded by beauty and nature, and the holidays are one way of really doing that. So when you go out and out to the world, it's high pressure and a lot of technology and fast paced. You can handle it. because you're already grounded, you're rested, you're calm. And then you go out to the world and you can say, okay, I've had enough of that. I can come back, recharge again, and then, you know, go out in the world. And that's the way we want to live. When people live in very cluttered homes or homes that are kind of depressing or homes that they don't like, it's just a vicious circle because they go home and they don't really rest very well. They're not happy there. And they go out into the world that has a lot of issues and they come back. You know, so you just never get to a place that you want to be. So that's why the home is so pivotal, so important, and getting the energy around the holiday season to help you is kind of like a boost into the new year. And I'm very big on planning for the new year because of Chinese New Year being all new energy, and that's in January. The 31st, we're going to move into the year of the horse. We're still in the year of the snake. And a lot of what's going on now is a lot of decluttering and letting go of the past and setting the things up for the future. And this is one way of doing that because you're able to put new things out, surround yourself with beauty, things you love, having a nice environment that supports you, and that can only bring good things to you in the future. Okay, so I'd like to open it up for questions on anything that people might want to ask about their house or what I've talked about.
I like your idea of the writing to Santa, you know, as you know, the universe that Santa. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a fun idea.
Yeah, in all my classes, you know, and even when I was taught by some feng shui masters, they said, you know, that one feng shui master used to say, you know, it's not enough to move your desk around and start doing some things to make your career work. You need to write it down because it's energy that's in thought. Excuse me, there's a lot of energy in thought. And so when you put it out there, then it creates that movement that you need. Because so many clients that I worked with in the early days, I would feng shui their house or help them with an area, like a relationship or something. And then I'd go back and say, well, how did it go? And they go, well, I guess it went okay. I don't really think I really got what I, you know, anything particular. And I said, well, what is it you wanted? And they really didn't know.
Yeah.
And so now, well, since then, I've always had my clients write down, what is it that you're desiring for your life now before I come over and visit with you? I want you to write those things down. Because then when we go into and we raise the house, it's reflective of that. So if I'm wanting a relationship that's very passionate and romantic and loving, then we're going to make sure that bedroom is reflecting that. And so that was already written down. That was already her intention. Then we go and rearrange the bedroom. And then we recommend that she go out and meet people. Then things happen. So it's very powerful to write things down. Great question.
Where do you get the map? I must have wrote it down wrong.
Yeah, you can go to Google, you know, just Google on the internet, .com, and just put in Bagua, B-A-G-U-A, map.
B-A-G-U-A?
Yes, map.
Okay, yeah, I misspelled it.
Yeah, G as in girl, B as in boy, A-G as in girl, U-A.
U-A. Okay, I appreciate it.
It means eight sides. Yeah, and it's got them, you know, you can see them in color, and it'll tell you what the life area is and what the element is. But the key is just to see the life area, because that's really what you want to write your intentions around.
Right.
Any other questions? I really wanted to touch on the fact that, you know, the different possibilities that people can have. So you might be entertaining in your home. You might be having company stay over during the holidays. Or you might go visit somebody. Or you might not have any company. All three scenarios still need for you to activate your home in some way because it will affect your life because it's what surrounds you. So if you're wanting to go travel and meet your relatives in Michigan, it's still a good idea to do some of the things we talked about while you're home and you're enjoying your time here before you go on your travel. You can't control the environment you're going to go to. You can't control how they've decorated or how they have their home, but you can your own. And then that way, you know, you're feeling much more relaxed and balanced before you travel to somebody else's home. And then that's how that works. So it is important. Like, I know people say, well, I'm not even going to be home. I'm not going to really decorate or anything. Well, I don't even really call it decorating as much as I do enhancing. And we enhance our homes so that we enhance our lives. Is anybody want to share what they're doing for the holidays?
I'm having Christmas a day early with my family. And then actually on Christmas Eve, I'm going to go back to California and have Christmas with my mom and aunt and uncle and all of that. It's actually going to be pretty special. My uncle he has prostate cancer, so he might not be with us much longer. And it's just, it'll be special and nice and wonderful. And
wonderful, yeah, because you know that, and you're going there to kind of be with him and support him during this time. And that's a wonderful way to spend the holidays, is to be with somebody who would really appreciate the love that you can give them. And some people will spend their holidays over Thanksgiving, like, you know, feeding the homeless, or some people will go over the Christmas holidays and spend it with people that are in the hospital, you know. So if you look at the holidays that way, ahead of time, that, you know, because somebody else could look at that as kind of depressing, but you're seeing it as, I'm going there and I'm going to have a wonderful time and I'm going to spend some special moments with my uncle.
Like my mom, I haven't been back for Christmas for a few years now, so it'll be, mm-hmm. you know, it'll mean a lot to her. And I'll probably see my Aunt Doris, I haven't seen her in quite a few years. And it'll be nice.
Right. And so that's what I think is beautiful. And then the fact that you know, you'll be home a little bit, you'll have a chance to recharge your batteries so that when you go, you'll have all this, you know, energy to give. You won't be depleted.
Yeah.
If, you know, we go and we give our energy away and we're depleted. And it's like, gosh, you know, I'm exhausted, or I don't feel well. It's because we went somewhere and we hadn't recharged. And that's one thing that you'll have you're going to be able to do, which is great.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. Is anybody else going anywhere for the holiday? Well, I wanted to mention about Thanksgiving, just a quick tip. If you're having Thanksgiving in your home, it's always a good idea to, the main area for harmony is, of course, the table. So that's the one that you really want to focus on. Obviously, we're going to do the other things we talked about, you know, activating the front area and keeping things neat and organized and what have you, but the table is the most important part, because that's where everybody joins, where people get together to give thanks and things of that nature. So, you know, we always want to have chairs that are in pairs, so 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, and, you know, have things that are, it's very nicely arranged and there's lots of room, and then maybe have some kind of a, you know, life plant or arrangement in the middle of the table until you serve. Cutting candles is always very good, because that's very gives warmth to the room. And all the orange and autumnal colors, you know, the golds, the browns, oranges, those are very earthy colors. So they create a lot of sense of being in union with family and relationship. So take special care when you do your table to create that environment, because that will create the harmony and the kind of feelings that you want over the Thanksgiving. And some people will come up with some kind of a little icebreaker or something. They might have the guests as they go around the table before they eat, they might say, you know, let's have everybody share one thing they're grateful for. And that's always a nice thing to sort of, you know, if you're having a lot of people and you don't know some of them very well, it helps people get to know each other a little bit better. Or if you're just having dinner with just a couple of people, you know, anything like that just creates a little bit more of a connection. And it will enhance that area of your life. What you spend time on will come back to you. So if you entertain and you socialize and you give to people, that will come back to you. You will get that in your life. You will not be a person who's alone, because that's the energy that's reflected back. So it's not because that's not why you're doing it. It's just the natural reaction energetically. And so that's why in feng shui we do pay attention to detail. And we do put forth a little bit of effort in the things that we're putting in our home and the activities that we're doing, because it all matters. And we're told that when we walk into somebody's home, we're walking across the threshold, we're kind of walking into their soul. We can tell what's going on with the person by the things they have displayed and the furniture and all of the house, the way it looks, because that's what's in their consciousness. So if you want to change something in your life, and you want to change your mindset, all you need to do is change the environment, change something in it. You know, one of the tips is that, you know, if you are stagnant in your life, you need to move something in your home at least every 27 days. So for example, if you have a chair that's been in the same place for 20 years, you know, you might want to move that, because you'll notice a shift in your life. So it's really all about movement. There's no woo-woo about, you know, you do this and you get that, you hang this and this happens. It's more about creating movement. And with intention, you actually get the movement to go in the direction of that you're desiring. And it's very a very interesting art in that way. And for people who've never really practiced it very much or done much with it, I tell them to use it to do it as an experiment and just try it and see how it works. And my clients tell me that they oftentimes, when we explain, when we give them suggestions, they go, you know, I always thought that, but I just didn't know, you know, exactly how to communicate that. There's not really anything we say to you that you're going, I've never heard of that. It's usually stuff that makes sense, because it's basically good design, good ergonomics, you know, good space planning, you know, your environment. And all of that. And it all works, you know, very easily that way. So that's one important thing about it, is that it does work. And you can just try different ways of doing it for yourself and see what comes up for you. So any final questions? As I mentioned to earlier callers, that you can listen to this again. It'll be recorded. I'll send you, actually I can give you that now. If you want to send this on to any of your friends, they can call 559 is the area code, 726-1300. And then they dial this code, 577-173-pound. 577-173-pound. That's the playback number, so if you wanted to listen to this again, or you wanted to send it on, you can do that. And give it about an hour, though, after our call, because I think it needs a chance to get in the system. But you're able to go ahead and then I'm going to write a blog around these tips. And so if you want to sign up for my blog, just go to my website at designforenergy.com, and I'll be having kind of list these tips with some other few little things on there about what we talked about. So the talk was about creating more harmonious and peaceful holidays while attracting abundance. The fact that you will create a harmonious space for yourself and a more peaceful environment will create that within you. And for you being able to be in a calm state and a happy state, you're going to attract abundance. And you're going to attract abundance in the areas of your life that you want by writing them down. And those are some of the ways that that you can begin the process. If anybody needs any kind of individual help, I did mention the two offers that I had for those. I also have two holiday specials, and again, you can think about these, and they'll be available for a little bit. One is a one-hour room makeover advice. We would do this on the phone, and I would work with you on a particular room and how to set it up and design it according to what you're wanting for your life in terms of a life area and as well as what you're wanting for your home. All I would need is a scale drawing or pictures of the room, and I can send you the advice, or we can go over the advice over the phone. This is $99, and it can be purchased as a gift for someone, too. You know, that's something you can do as a gift certificate. I also have an on-site room makeover if you live in Austin, and that would be a two-hour where I come out and actually look at your space and advise you on what things you could do. That's a $350 value, and it's for $199. And these are available until the 31st of December, and you can redeem them throughout the year. So you don't have to do the consult in December, but you can get the better pricing if you decide you want to do that. And those are both of those things you can just email me, and we can do either cash or check or PayPal on my website. So next month we'll have a seminar on the Thursday, December 12th, on preparing for New Year. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on. It's not going to be the forecast yet, but it is going to be about how to look at getting prepared for the New Year in terms of getting rid of the past, which is very important to do. And you can always contact me anytime at designforenergy.com or my phone number, 512-740-1251. And is there any final question or comment? Well, I really thank you, and I want you to sit back, relax with a cup of tea with gratitude for everything that you have in your life, and that's a starting point. Everything else is gravy after that, you know, really. And it's just, you know, in feng shui, everything is happening. We've just set up a block to it. So we want to be grateful for everything we have in our lives because it brought us to where we are, and it's taught us, you know, what knowledge we have now in our lives. So be grateful for that, and then it opens up abundance for you even further because you are grateful. And I wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and hope to hear back and see you guys or hear from you maybe in December. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Good night.
Right.